This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, May 10th. God's word for you today is cherished. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 49, verse 15 to 16, and it says, "But the Lord says, can a woman forget her baby? Can she forget the child who came from her body? Even if she can forget her children, I cannot forget you. I drew a picture of you on my hand. You are always before my eyes. Remember that this will pass. Remember to focus on what is unchanging. Remember that you are not alone. Remember that God wants to use you to help others. It could be through giving to help others. It could be through receiving help from others. I am sure you are wondering, how does my receiving help people? Listen, when you receive the help, those who have given get blessed by God. So, help others by receiving. Those who are giving need you to help them by receiving. But if you want to be among the people whom God is opening the windows of heaven over, you also need to help someone else. God wants to use you and I to help others. Another way that God can use you to help others is through outreach. Outreach can be calling to check up on someone to find out how they are doing and pray with them, or actually going to people's houses to check up on them. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 27 says, "All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it." Remember that God wants to use us to help others. God will empower us to function actively in these ways and much more as Christ's body in Jesus' name. Remember the story of the lady who wanted to be buried with her $150,000. During her burial ceremony, the man put something in a bag and put it in her casket. After the burial, his friends asked him, "Did you really keep that promise to your wife?" "Yes, I kept it," he replied. All his friends were shocked. "What kind of man are you?" some asked. Then he beckoned on them to come closer, and he whispered softly, "I wrote her a check." He kept the cash and wrote her a check for $150,000 to spend in heaven. This story has multifaceted lessons for us. Firstly, when people want to be remembered, it is usually for selfish reasons. Also, sometimes when people remember us, it is also for selfish reasons. When people keep their word, it is for their own benefit. But God is not like that. The man, even though he kept his promise, he abandoned his wife, but not God. Psalm 27 verse 10 says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." In other words, the closest relationship as close and committed as parents should be. The word of God says, if they abandon you, or do not remember you, or keep their promise, or keep their promise with a cloth, God says, he will hold you close. God never abandons us. I want you to think of the above. Think of the God that will never forget you. Let us pray. Father, the grace to remember the things I should not forget, give unto me, and the grace to remember the God who never forgets me, give unto me in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.